This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, June 18th. Well, quite a day in the cattle markets as it reflected what was going on in the broader market space. The grain markets, of course, under heavy selling pressure. Corn locked their 40-cent limit down. Soybeans down over a dollar, which was a record. Wheat also under significant pressure, down about 28 on Chicago. Metals under heavy pressure, and we just saw a massive liquidation going on across the commodity space. And cattle finally got caught up in that. They were brushing it off at first during the session, but they started to buckle, and once they started to see some negative numbers, it kind of just fed on itself. So we had some big reversals down in the cattle space, especially in the live cattle. Feeder cattle, of course, initially well supported by corn market that was under pressure throughout the day, but it too ended up lower on the day. After testing major highs from the early April contract highs, the deferred feeder cattle contracts gave us some pretty decent reversals down. I think that we probably have found our highs in the cattle space as well. The cash trade is moving higher, and all of this is just in paradox to what's going on in the cash market, which is finally breaking loose to the upside. A lot of cattle traded so far this week. In fact, early in the week, pretty much wrapped up by now even, but we're at 123 on the average on the Fed trade, 195 on the dress trade. We did see some trading in Iowa at around 125. So the North is bringing the premiums, which is typical. And then the South, we're trading around 122. We're seeing some 121s. The beef market is still buckling. We're down another 292 on the choice box beef. We're sitting at 326. Select was down 272 at 287. The spread was down 20 cents. We're sitting at 39.01. Movement 118 loads. So we can see that the load movement out is increasing. And it's coming on lower money. The packers, of course, have been looking at just astronomical margins. That's starting to buckle as well, obviously, with box beef values coming down and Fed trade going up. But the spread has, you know, we're at record levels on the spread. That's encouraging feedlots to put on more weight on the cattle. It's going to slow down the out movement, and that's going to create some problems for the packer, who for the last several weeks have enjoyed plenty of cattle at their disposal, and the feedlots have struggled to keep up. Now we've got feed grain prices plummeting, and we've got the choice select spread skyrocketing. So the incentive for the feedlot now has done a complete 180, and they can hold these cattle back a little bit, put on more weight, and that's of course going to it takes the risk of backing them up, but they've got a lot of empty pen space, so I don't see that as being an issue for them. And the packer, of course, now is in a position where they've got to start bidding up to keep the cattle moving. Interesting times here, which is again a complete 180 from where we were at just a couple weeks ago. Box beef values have dropped around 13 cents on the choice just over the last week, and around almost 20 cents on the select. So you can see just how fast things have dropped down. Hogs have been limit down as well. We see a lot of reports out of China talking about the hog herd there increasing significantly, and hog prices are half of what they were just a few months ago. So there's a lot of pressure coming from there, and the feeling is that obviously China is not going to be importing a lot more beef or pork if they've got that situation going on domestically. That said, they did buy some beef yesterday in the export sales at 12,800 tons for total beef exports. China took 3,600 of that. Japan took 4,400 and South Korea took 1,700. We didn't see China a major buyer of pork, however, at 29,300 tons total. Mexico took 19,000, Japan 5,300, South Korea took 2,300. So I think what we're looking at here for cattle is the packers really starting to ramp up, trying to keep the flow moving. Slaughter rates so far this week are 477,000 head. That's 1,000 more than last week, and it's about 6,000 more than a year ago. Feeder cattle cash index up 93 cents. We're at 141.28, so doing well on the feeder cattle. A lot of rain across the southern and central plains. It's improving pasture conditions, stoking demand for those lighter weight calves. And then the feedlots, of course, looking at a lot of empty pens, and much cheaper prices are starting to ramp up their demand for cattle as well. So this is, you know, again, been very positive over the last week or so for the cattle complex. But yesterday's reversal off of significant resistance would suggest that we're probably due at least for a short-term correction. And perhaps we're not going to see that wash out into the summer like I was expecting. Here just a week ago, it looked like we're well on our way to getting there. And that too has done a complete 180. But we're due for a correction, and we've got some gaps below us that we could test. As long as we don't get the weather market in corn, which frankly I think we will get, feeder cattle will probably do fine. If it turns hot and dry again in the Midwest and the Northern Plains, which it sure looks like has a high probability of doing so, then I would say that the cattle market will indeed take that next leg down into the summer. So there's lots of volatility left for us during this summer, at least until we get to the end of July, before we can feel comfortable about where we're at weather-wise and production-wise for the grains. So we're going to continue to see more volatility in the grains, and we're going to continue to see it in the cattle, at least for the next 6 weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.